This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There has been plenty of discussion, a lot written about climate change and greenhouse gas emissions. But are we ready to actually do something substantive about reducing those emissions? Based on a new public opinion survey by Close Up, the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at U of M's Ford School of Public Policy, the answer appears to be yes. Barry Rabe's with us now. He directs Close Up. Your survey was centered around the EPA's Clean Power Plan, its greenhouse gas reduction initiative. Just remind us again what it calls for.
This is not a new act of legislation, something passed by Congress, but rather President Obama's decision over recent years to go back to clean air legislation passed in 1990 and begin to apply that to carbon dioxide standards. In this case, the Clean Power Plan would address carbon emissions from all operational power plants in the U.S. and then over a period of time, more than a decade, create a fairly substantial reduction in their carbon emissions. It's a national standard. It's a federal set of requirements, but every state gets to put together its own plan, working from a big, big menu in deciding how they're going to achieve those reductions. Michigan, Montana, Texas, every state negotiating with EPA, but the state taking the lead.
So it really brings a lot of voices into the discussion of how to enact this. What did you find in your survey as far as the overall idea of the Clean Power Plan and the idea of reducing greenhouse gas from these power plants?
And this is a national telephone survey completed late last year after the policy had been introduced at the very end of a massive public comment period and public hearings around the country and a lot of media attention. We found 2/3 responded favorably to the idea of the Clean Power Plan. That's based on a fairly extended explanation of what was in it, looking at a national basis, with some differences, indeed, between Republicans and Democrats, but 2 out of 3 folks saying that they would support it, and actually an even higher percentage, above 70%, supporting the earlier version, which would apply these standards to newly developed or newly proposed power plants.
So 2/3 of us on board with the Clean Power Plan, and just a little bit more are in support, significant reductions in greenhouse gas emissions from new power plants. Were you surprised by this? Was this stronger than you'd think, thought it was going to be?
Again, this is pretty new. It is very difficult to put a price tag on it, in part because each state has to put its own program or plan together. But one of the things that we did, and we think that this was a little more surprising in terms of our findings, is going beyond, gee, what do you think about the Clean Power Plan, and how do you want your state to respond?
What did you hear?
What we're seeing is states going in 1 of 3 directions. In some cases, states are kind of on board with this and actively beginning to negotiate with the U.S. EPA. Some states are waiting to see what happens. And the third group is actually bringing litigation, suing EPA. Wisconsin just announced last week that they were going to do this. When we put that trio of questions before our respondents and said, how do you want your state to respond to this? We found that less than 10% wanted to take the third option, to oppose, to litigate. The largest percentage was to actively cooperate with the EPA, but the second largest then was to delay and wait and see what happens. And so that means that a little more than 9 out of 10 Americans do not like the idea of their state suing the federal government, but want to see at least some early engagement or some further review, which really did surprise us, especially because a good number of states have already begun to say, or at least their political leaders have begun to say, we're not going to go along with this, and they're looking at suing the federal government.
And where does Michigan stand? What have we heard from Governor Snyder?
Very little has been said thus far about what Michigan would be doing with the Clean Power Plan response, although it's safe to say that there's been some study groups working in Lansing on this. What we have not heard from officials in Michigan, including the governor, is what we heard just last week from Governor Scott Walker in Wisconsin, which was, we think this is bad for the economy and we're going to join forces with Texas and some southern states and try to fight this in the courts.
I see that figure that only 9% of those surveyed want their state to, like, let's sue, let's not cooperate. Do you think that bespeaks kind of an overall feeling by the public that, gosh, we're sick of the fighting. Can we just talk at least?
I think that may be the case. We don't see this kind of question asked a lot in surveys about federal versus state. It's more, you know, gee, do you like your federal government? Do you like state and local governments? And how do those compare? I think it's interesting to then think how this might apply to other areas like state cooperation or refusal to cooperate with the Affordable Care Act and other areas. We were just taking one piece of this with the Clean Power Plan, but that may suggest some degree to try to work things out if at all possible, at least at the early stages of a program like this where there are a whole bunch of options on the table, including what you would actually like to see in a state's Clean Power Plan if a state went ahead and started working with Washington.
And what did people tell you?
Here we found very, very strong support for two options. The runaway winner here are energy efficiency mandates or requirements to regularly, perhaps on an annual basis, increase the amount of energy efficiency within a state. About 26 states already have policies along these lines, but many of them are coming up for renewal. This had overwhelming support and actually very broad support from both Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. Coming in a close second were mandates for renewable electricity. 29 states have these. Michigan has one, although we're going to reach our target deadline this year. There's questions about what happens next. The governor may be talking about that. That was very well received, again, both by Republicans and Democrats. What's clearly less popular were so-called market-based policies, the very policies that most economists argue are the best way to go at the issue of climate change. And here, policies like cap and trade and carbon taxes fared far, far worse, both amongst Republicans and Democrats, than the other policies that I mentioned. Really staggering differences in this regard. And 10 states do have cap and trade, and one possible option for cap and trade is either a state creating its own or joining up with partnerships with existing states. But that didn't fare very well in this survey.
Barry, how do you hope the data that you and your team have collected will be used, and by whom?
There was a massive comment period by US EPA that was extended out until right at the very, very end of our survey. And we will be sending this material into the agency with much more detail than we're able to provide in our report as they begin to sort of sift through this, in part because we think we're asking a few questions that have not been asked before. We also thought it was really important to get a baseline on this so that we can begin to compare how this plays out over time. There are going to be challenges to this approach, including litigation, including the possibility that the next president would be less supportive of this approach. We don't know how this is going to play out longer term, but if in fact it does go forward, we really wanted to create a baseline so that anyone could begin to look now at where the public is on this issue and then how that might change over time as the policy goes further into development, as perhaps these policies begin to be refined or maybe it plays out in the courts. So this is just an initial snapshot of something that could be going for quite some time, and we wanted to be part of that process.
Barry Rabe is a U of M professor of public policy. He directs Close Up, the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy. And we have put a link on our website to the latest study issues in energy and environmental policy. Good talking with you, Barry. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good to talk with you.